More than 850,000 women can now get access to breast and cervical cancer screenings, something they might not be able to afford otherwise. The change fills the gap between people who can get an initial screening through the Affordable Care Act, but not a follow-up test. Mark Rickle, former Susan G. Komen Columbus board member, says this will play a vital role in increasing early detection.
If we find and detect the cancer early enough, there's as high as a 95% survival rate. So that's why this is important, that we can close the gap.
The federal law pays for the first screening, so that leaves more money for the diagnostic tests. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.